And unlike the Bronx Elephants Maxine and Patty, commentator Laura Larson was very concerned about her appearance when she was a girl. She was heavy and uncoordinated. But she was able to make a friend who taught her the value of being kind and polite, as well as a thing or two about driving a good bargain.
When I was a kid, my grandmother and my great aunt were my best friends. That meant that their friends were my friends, which is fine as far as that goes. In 1976, though, when your friends are all over the age of 65, that meant you learned how to play bridge and canasta. And in my case, it also meant that I met my grandmother's good friend, Miss Virginia Huber. Miss Virginia worked part-time at an antique store on Frankfort Avenue in Louisville. I would pass by Earl's Antiques on my way to the Crescent Hill Branch Library, about a block away from my house. The store was right at the streetlight where I would cross, and I would stand there fidgeting, my arms full of books, waiting for the light to turn. One day, Miss Virginia came out of the shop and asked if I would like to come in for a visit, which, when it's 90 degrees out with 75% humidity and I'm juggling 8 biographies from the Childhood of Famous Americans series, well, yes. She sat me down in the back, smack in front of an ancient, pre-Ralph Nader, dangerous-looking electric fan and gave me a Coca-Cola, which she poured into an enormous, heavy, cut-glass highball tumbler. From that alone, I was sold. Reading Meriwether Lewis, Boy Explorer, could wait. After that, I would stop into Earl's on a regular basis. I would have a Coca-Cola, sit in front of the fan, and ask Miss Virginia questions. I now know that the woman was a saint. She must have been lonesome there in the back of the store and happy to have someone to talk to, even if it was just a 7-year-old. I asked about everything in the place, Victorian furniture, hair jewelry, jadeite, vacuum coffee makers. I learned to love old things. Miss Virginia's husband, Mr. Leonard Huber, would sometimes drop by. We would sit in the back room with our sweating highball glasses full of soda, solemnly discussing the differences between Heppelwhite and Chippendale, dovetail finishing on drawers, and what to look for in Bavarian porcelain. After a few months of our visits, she would send me out to talk to customers, which turned out to be good for business, as their minds fairly boggled at this chubby little kid reading them the riot act about bad refinishing jobs and trying to pass off glass as crystal when they came in for appraisals. I learned how to calculate sales tax in my head. I learned how to bargain. And I learned that dealers get a 10% discount when they pay cash. Of course, at the time, I had no idea she was setting me up for a lifetime of hard bargaining. My husband just groans every time I go home to Kentucky. My mother and I troll antique stores and peddler's malls. I'm never much looking for anything specific, but all these years later, I'm armed with what Miss Virginia taught me about negotiating and spotting a reproduction and the beauty in everyday objects. I come home with tangible proof of a time I can't remember and cash still in my pocket. Miss Virginia died about a decade ago, but the lessons I learned from her still hit me almost daily. I think at first we each thought we were doing the other a favor. She was being polite, reaching out to an awkward, overweight child with few friends her own age. I was being polite, thinking she needed someone to talk to. But being polite allowed her to be a teacher. Being polite allowed me to experience the thrill of knowing a lot about a particular subject. Being polite isn't something that's onerous or optional. Sometimes it's a scaffolding that allows you to construct a friendship or a kindness.
Laura Larson still prefers to drink her Coca-Cola from a highball glass. She lives in Perry, Kansas.